Greetings all, welcome to today's podcast where we're going to be speaking about a matter of great importance, something that has changed our industry for the better, a very simplistic tool that we use to convey the message to our guests that we care about their opinions, their feedbacks, their constructive criticism when it comes to the services that we render, but most importantly to create a certain amount of dialogue with our guests. If you still have a problem figuring it out that what it is that we are going to be speaking about, it's an electronic guest questionnaire. And it's very important to learn about it since it's been in our industry for a fairly long time, and it's made it only fair for us to learn exactly what it is, how does it help us, and what are the intricate details of its working. Now, since I've been given this beautiful opportunity to speak about it, I would describe it in the most simplistic terms as a list of purposeful questions that we send to our guest via an email after a night stay with us in order to procure and collect data with regards to how they are perceiving our services to be. And for those exact reasons, an electronic guest questionnaire acts as one of the most important and most crucial tools in our armory to understand where exactly are we lacking, our areas of improvement. But on an isolated event, it also allows and also gives the guest an opportunity to show appreciation on their behalf to our service in general and our team members in particular. Now, to break down the intricate details of an electronic guest questionnaire and to answer the question of how do we use the data that is given to us via an electronic guest questionnaire, we need to understand the foundational concept on which it stands. Which brings me to my new topic of discussion, NPS, also known as a Net Promoter Score. To find out what exactly a Net Promoter Score is and how does it work, please tune in to my new podcast. And till then, have a blessed day. Welcome back to my podcast. Today, as promised, we're going to be discussing the NPS or Net Promoter Score. However, I would like to remind you, if you haven't checked out my earlier podcast about an electronic guest questionnaire, I would recommend you do that. And if you've already, let's get right into it. So an NPS or a Net Promoter Score is basically a formula that allows us to break and quantify the data that we get through an electronic guest questionnaire. Apart from that, it allows us to break our guest into three categories of promoters, passives and detractors, which we'll be getting into later. However, the most important things about an NPS is that it allows us to answer the question, how likely are the guests to recommend us after they have stayed with us? Before we go into understanding what exactly Net Promoter Score is, what we need to know is that an electronic guest questionnaire has a marking scheme ranging from 1 to 10, and each number has a certain amount of value and denotes how likely are the guests to recommend us. So when a guest marks us a 9 or a 10, we can easily identify them as promoters. And as the word suggests, a promoter is basically a guest who would promote our businesses and would advertise us as a good and a viable option to choose for the next day. The next category of guests are passives, and they mark us a 7 or an 8. What that denotes is that though they find our services satisfactory and ample, we didn't go out of our way to wow them and they weren't able to see their money's worth. However, this is the most important category of guests because they are the ones who have the potential to convert into promoters if we improve our services in the future. And lastly, we've got the detractors, which are guests who have marked us on a scale of 1 to 10, a 6 or below, which denotes that they were not exactly happy with our service and could not find their money's worth in simple terms. Now, NPS not only allows us to distinguish between different types of guests, but also tells us what would be a viable solution to all the problems that we are facing. And that's all there is to an NPS or a Net Promoter Score. I hope you found that educative and helpful. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello everyone, this is Natasha, and today I'll be taking you through a podcast about FTP. So what is FTP? FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol. The File Transfer Protocol is a standard network protocol used for the transfer of computer files in a company on a computer network. Does everyone have access to FTP? No, everyone does not have access to FTP. FTP can only be accessed through the Oberoi Hotel's intranet. FTP is used to transfer large data. We have an option of putting a password on our files. For example, if person A is sending a file to person B, then person A can put a password on the file and therefore only person B will be able to open it. The link we send through the mail we can also put an expiration date on that link. And after the date expires, no one will be able to open the file or download it. Few more reasons of using FTP. All files will be safe and only people who are allowed can access them. Also, aspects like Google are disabled from our company. That is mainly so that files are very confidential and also to maintain data security. Thank you. Hello everyone, this is Natasha
and Rahul,
and today we will be talking about APEX. APEX, as we are all aware, is an initiative to enhance service excellence at the Oberoi Group of Hotels.
APEX stands for Achieving Performance Excellence. Although, I am intrigued to know, what does APEX include?
APEX includes important circulars like human resources, fire and safety, housekeeping and food and beverage, standard operating procedures, under which comes operation and support, general service standards, which includes making a difference the Oberoi way, grooming standards and telephone standards, and lastly, functional service standards, which include the Oberoi standard and the Trident standards.
Why is APEX important?
The importance of APEX lies in its definition itself, enhancing service excellence. APEX not only ensures quality, but helps provide information circulars on all departments, lists out standard operating procedures, increases efficiency, provides uniformity in work.
Also, adding to this, each department has a printout of the APEX standards. If not, you can log into Open to see APEX. Which brings us to our next podcast, Open.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, this is Rahul and today I will be talking about OPEN. OPEN stands for Oberoi People Engagement Network. As an employee, you can find almost any kind of information you would want to know about our company. OPEN tells us about our businesses, our company. Also, it tells us about our corporate functions and keeps a record of our people's birthday calendar. OPEN is our intranet portal, which takes our organization's philosophy of empowering people who are our core asset to the next level of involved and shared learning. Thank you.